The other thing is, and again, from the point of view of the surgeons looking at this, because as you mentioned, there's this big controversy about the anthracyclines, and that really relates to cardiac issues. I mean, you see heart failure with chemotherapy and trastuzumab. It's not that common, but it's not rare. I mean, what would the number be that you would give to a woman, 60, 65-year-old healthy woman, of a risk of actual clinical heart failure?
I guess the message that we're trying to get out right now is that there really is not a single number that should be given to all women. We think there are simple things that one can use: age, baseline ejection fraction, history of hypertension, that can help at least not individualize risk, but put women into groups with differing risks. Overall, on our trial, the B31 study, we had 4% of women who started trastuzumab develop class 3 or 4 heart failure. The North Central had a similar number, about 3.5%. Dr. Schlaman's group, using Taxotere instead of paclitaxel, had a number of about 2%. So I think the number is kind of 2 to 4%.
And what's the natural history once it occurs?
Well, the encouraging thing about it is that, as is the case with metastatic disease, with treatment, women do tend to, first of all, become asymptomatic and begin to have improvement in their ejection fractions relatively quickly. And we do see that many women have normalization of their ejection fractions, but not all. There are some women who continue to have ejection fractions in the 40s, a few less than that. These women frequently do pick up then the need for chronic medication. And of course, we don't have how will the women do who have this problem, what will happen to them 10, 15 years down the road. The information we have now is basically with roughly 5 years of follow-up.